Bill Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right.
News Talk, 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid and conservative and just plain right, like that dude just said. Hey, welcome to Tuesday, by the way, 2.08 PM, March the 1st. We're into March now. February is done, gone. We are into March, and Copper's running the board. Hey, Miss Copper, how you doing?
Doing well. How about you?
I'm good enough. I'm doing good. We got a pretty cool show. I got some things that you're going to want to hear. We're going to do, Copper, you get that triple dipper sound effect ready, but at 3:30, my buddy Jeff Poor is calling in from FM Talk 106.5 on the coast. He is also, by the way, just, signed on to work with 1819news.com. So that's very cool. He and I both then affiliate to some degree with that. But Jeff Poor at 3:30, we're going to talk about State of the Union. We're going to be talking about, gambling bills in Montgomery. We're hearing they're having a little trouble getting those introduced. We'll find out more about that. But all that to say, we got more stuff besides. So Copper sound effect, triple dipper, hit it.
The triple dipper. Three stories you've got to know.
Three stories, three themes, if you will, that we're going to run the show on. The triple dipper for the day. Number one, got to do it. Can't not. It's the biggest story of the decade. Going to do a little discussion about Ukraine as number one, but I'm calling this one Ukraine is bringing some scunion. Oh, yeah, that's an army term, I guess. If you haven't heard it before, what it basically means is Ukraine is fighting back and fighting back hard. So we'll talk about that in a little bit. Number one, triple dipper, Ukraine bringing some scunion. Number two, here on the home front. That's number two. Here on the home front, what is happening in Alabama? Keep your eyes on the ball, you know. We got things going on. The news cycle is definitely all Ukraine, and I guess I get it, but there's other stuff happening. Even right now, your legislature is in session. We got to keep our eyes on that because there's big doings down there in Montgomery. And then number three, I'm calling this the state of the State of the Union. This is a weird one, all right? The state of the State of the Union. I don't know that there's ever been a time when the State of the Union was done by the President of the United States where so much was going wrong all at one time, and oh, by the way, his own party was doing a rebuttal to his State of the Union address. That's interesting. I'll tell you about that during number three of the Triple Dipper, the state of the State of the Union. But, you know, before I even get into that, and I'm going to talk about Ukraine here in a minute, Ukraine bringing some scunion. You know, as I read through the news, it's amazing to me when I see what I call just the lies about the lies. You know, it's amazing when you see and hear liberals stuck in their endless cycles of word salad consumption. You know what I'm saying? They get into their echo chambers like goldfish in a bowl. They swim endless laps around the same little piece of fake coral, saying the same things they heard the other liberal goldfish say. I mean, who knows? Maybe they accuse us of doing the same thing. Well, they do accuse me of it all the time. I was actually called a Trump cultist on social media the other day, even though I don't recall anything about the posting except that I had an actual video that had Trump in it. Whatever. But where liberals really get hacked is when we troll them and they fall for it. I mean, like, for instance, have you seen the Babylon Bee? I love the Babylon Bee. Epic Christian conservative humor and satire, which I will admit, those three words, Christian, conservative, and humor, don't often get spoken together in the same sentence. But the Babylon Bee is wearing liberals out, and they don't know how to take it. The folks at the Bee literally call themselves fake news you can trust. But, like, for instance, here's some recent headlines from the Bee. Here's one, quote, Biden warns Russia that if they invade Ukraine, America will evacuate haphazardly and leave $86 billion in weapons behind. I mean, all world events aside, I don't care who you are, that's funny right there. Well, okay, liberals didn't like it. Here's another one regarding tonight's State of the Union, quote, Biden practices saying the State of the Union is strong in the mirror while working to keep a straight face. Yeah. And they had a picture of Biden staring in the mirror. You can just imagine that. Or the other one, the headline of the State of the Union again. It says, quote, State of the Union will be just a 90-minute broadcast of a dumpster engulfed in flames. And they even have videos on the Babylon Bee, like the one that's called Signs You Might Be Watching Too Much CNN, which include things like the idea that you still say the walls are closing in on Trump, or that you call ivermectin horse dewormer, or that you seize up with convulsions when you see a MAGA hat. I mean, it's just funny stuff. But, you know, the satire aside, how often, though, have we seen just the opposite from the mainstream media regarding conservatives? You know, it's one thing to have a satire site, one that openly pokes fun at current events. And then there's also the fully understandable editorial style of reporting where you know what you're going to get when you watch or listen because the show tells you up front that it's liberal or conservative. But what's amazing to me is that the mainstream media so often dives headlong into portrayals of current events that don't even match reality in a vain and inglorious attempt to co-opt the narrative. Case in point, you try it right now. Try Googling Freedom Convoy USA and see what you get. I did it last night for Charlene. The search engines pull a plethora of stories to the top of the search results that clearly and unequivocally indicate that the Freedom Convoy is dead on arrival, that it never really got off the ground. Except that it has. After literally two full pages of narrative headlines that indicate the defeat of a conservative cause, you can begin to find the convoy actually is on the way to D.C. Even had one gathering right here in Alabama, which left yesterday to make its way to join the others. So, oh yeah, it's on. Never mind the fact that because it's conservative, they're trying to kill it before it gets started with their headlines. Or how about this one, the most egregious of all right now, in my opinion. How many of you have been seeing or hearing an emerging narrative that the right wing, aka Republicans, love Vladimir Putin and are rooting for Russia in the war in Ukraine? I mean, what? Well, personally, I don't know anyone who's been saying, rah, rah, Vlad. But to read the latest fishbowl soundbites from the left, you would think that anyone who votes on the Republican side of the ticket is also wrapping themselves in the tricolor flag of Russia and setting up some kind of GoFundMe account to raise money to buy gas and cookies for Russian troops. Now, literally, just this past Sunday, the New York Times ran a headline, and it read, quote, "How the American Right Stopped Worrying and Learned to Love Russia." What? According to the author, those of us on the right, which, by the way, means anyone not praising Fauci and laughing with Kamala, that those of us on the right have been fawning praise for autocrats, and that we view regimes like Russia's as, quote, "symbols of U.S. conservatism and a mirror for the right-wing view." Wow. That author is just swimming those laps in the fishbowl, isn't she? Never mind that the New York Times itself ran other pieces by other authors claiming that Putin is a master tactician and has grievances with Ukraine that are based in fact. Never mind that liberal icon Bernie Sanders is the one who spent his honeymoon many years ago in the former communist Soviet Union. Or that Democrat Congresswoman Rashida Tlaib will this very night give a response to her own party's presidential State of the Union address on behalf of the Independent Family Workers Party, fully embracing socialism. Meanwhile, the liberals just keep swimming laps around that little piece of plastic coral and trying desperately to form a storyline that foists their party's failures on every policy agenda possible onto some fictitious love of Putin by an alleged mainstream conservative right-wingers. It just ain't so. So here, let me help you. I'm going to clear the air for any liberals that are trolling this podcast and broadcast, excuse me, and looking for that special soundbite. You ready? Number one, reasonable people, including the vast majority of Republicans, have no love of Vladimir Putin. Period. Number two, Americans are not looking for a war, but many are in fact struggling with the idea of standing idly by while an international thug beats up on our friends. Number three, the majority of Americans want Ukraine to do more than just win. We want fire from heaven to rain down on Putin's ill-begotten invasion. We'd like to see the Ukrainian moms and grandpas and college students who have just recently taken up arms bring some serious scunion down on the Russian vagabonds. And while we're at it, we'd also like to see Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky meet Putin out there in the center square in Kyiv and punch him right in the mouth and take his lunch money. Number four, Americans also want our independence back. We want to know that we as a people, as a nation, are not beholden to the criminal from Moscow who, for reasons that make no sense to the average Joe and Jane, is making money for his war effort because he's selling the United States his oil and gas because, for some reason, we can't make our own. So all said and done, no, there is no real narrative that is believable that says that American conservatives have embraced Putin. Get your facts straight. All we see right now from the liberal media is lies about lies. And that's a wrap for the Right Side Way. Well, there you go. And I'm just telling you, that's it. I don't know anybody who loves Putin. I don't know anybody who's rooting for the Russians. And why this is becoming a narrative on social media? I mean, literally, if I say something on social media, I get some of my usual trolls trying to imply that, oh, but we really know that most of your right-wingers are attending these events where they praise Putin. Who is? I saw that there was some event that two people went to recently who don't even represent me. I don't get it. It's a narrative. They want the world to believe that this wasn't created by their guy. Somehow or another, it's created by the right-wing MAGA hat-wearing January 6th Capitol-storming jack-booted right-wingers. Nope, ain't true. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and apparently just fired up. We'll be right back.